You are now listening to the Claim It podcast with me, your host, Trisha Huffman, your joyologist. Oh, and I am laughing because as I was getting set up to hit record, to record this episode, which we'll be talking about what to do when life happens, when shit happens, when things you don't want come your way. And right before I hit record, my chair broke. It's like a nice chair. It's not like a desk chair. It's like a nice living room chair that I use as my desk chair. And one of the legs just boom collapsed. And I'm like, Of course. Anyway. The point of this podcast, whether I am having a solo reflection episode like this, or I'm having a conversation with someone who intrigues and inspires me, is for you to feel a little bit less alone on this wild and windy journey of being human, for you to give yourself a shit ton more compassion, to accept yourself and who you are, to get out of your own way, to hopefully introduce you to or remind you of perspectives and ideas that you have not heard of or have forgotten about, because we are humans and we forget. This is your life and it's happening right now. And sometimes things that we don't want to be happening are happening, and yet we are still alive today. So I want to share, last week was traveling with my children, which the youngest just turned 6 and the oldest will be turning 8 in a couple months. But just us traveling back to Cincinnati, Ohio, where I was raised. I was going to say born and raised, and I was going to say raised and born, and that was not right. Where my family still lives. Had smooth trip there, had good trip. We are on the way to the airport, but we're going to make some stops first. We got all our stuff in the car. Get an alert. Flight's delayed. Uh-oh. Because it was like the last flight. It was leaving at like 5 p.m. practically. Uh-oh. And we had a short layover. And then driving again. And the flight, it doesn't take off for 4 hours. And we're already getting these alerts. Oh, the flight's delayed another 15 minutes. Uh-oh. And then then all of a sudden I get an alert like your flight is canceled. Try rebooking one of these flights. And the only flight for that day was 2 layovers instead of 1, and getting into a different airport than we were meant to get into much later. And I was like, oh, do I wait? Do I book a flight for tomorrow? And then I'm like, I'm just going to do it. And as soon as I was about to accept that one, it was gone. And the next flight that was available was 2 layovers, and then getting in at midnight to LAX when we had flown out of the Burbank airport, and that's where my car was. And I was like, oh no, this isn't going to be fun with 2 kids up until landing at midnight, which we've just been in Ohio, so it's like 3 a.m., whatever, you do the thing. Like, never, it's never ideal, right? But I'm just still like, okay. Look at even at the other flights, none of them are going to be flying into Burbank the next day or anything. So, okay, let's get on this flight. Okay, so now we're going to have 2 layovers. We're going from Cincinnati to Charlotte, North Carolina, to Nashville, and then to LA. Getting in at midnight with 2 kiddos, and then we'll have to get a car or an Uber, a something to pay to then take me to where my car is in Burbank. It's annoying. It's frustrating. It's not the worst thing in the world. And then telling my kids about it too, and they're like, and also forgot to say, our flights are booked on an airline where you can pick seats. So we had an entire row for both seats, middle aisle window. When they rebooked us to all these flights, we were not together at all. We were middle seats flung throughout all 3 flights. So that's another thing. My kids are a little bit older now, especially the oldest, where I felt like she would be okay. But my youngest, she's a still a little needy little snuggler, can't figure out, you know, how to get the iPad to the channel. Well, they both need help getting to that thing, or the snacks, or the this, or the that. So my youngest, I knew, really need me. And I was like, oh. And I see so many social media posts these days complaining about how entitled parents are when they're traveling, and they just assume that everybody will switch places with them. And why don't these parents just book the tickets together? And why didn't they just book on a different flight if they couldn't find seats together? And why didn't they just pay the upcharge and all of that stuff? You know, how dare they ask me to move? Which, I don't know everyone else's situation. Maybe that is what some people are doing. They're purposefully picking, you know, middle seats. But also, maybe they needed to fly on that date because they needed to fly on their date. There weren't any other things available. Maybe there weren't the other tickets available. I don't know. But I was just like, oh no, we're not together. And if I try to ask to sit with my kids, are people going to act like I am an asshole? Because we got switched seats or whatever. And I was like, okay, whatever. I'm not even going to think about that. I'm always like, we're going to figure this out. And how I approach these types of situations when things are not going your way, things that are not going to plan. You got detours, you got changes in schedules, you got weather coming your way, whatever, is to treat it like an adventure. So when that news came in, okay, this is what we're doing. And my kids are in the back seat and they're like, wait, what, this, that? And I was like, you know what? We're just going on adventure. I always call travel days an adventure. I was like, yeah, and we're just going to have an adventure of a day. We're going to go on 3 different planes. We're going to be in this many different states. You know, it's not what we wanted. And we can be frustrated. We can be annoyed. We can be sad. We can be upset because, yeah, this adds more to our day. It's going to cost more money to be able to get home now. All the things. And let's take the attitude of we are on an adventure. And by doing that, by calling it an adventure, then for me, it takes a lot of the intense energy, a lot of the stress away. It kind of snaps me more into being present, right? If I'm on an adventure, then I am more like in the moment instead of this sucks. This is so annoying. Why did this happen to me? All right, I'm on an adventure. I then am more open to people watching. I'm more kind to the customer service people and the people in the seats and all of that, just by treating it like, all right, we are on an adventure. And again, my kids, as we're waiting, especially in line for the first plane, and oh, I can't believe we have to be on 3 planes or something like that. And I was like talking them through it too. Like, I know. We're totally allowed to be disappointed and frustrated. That's okay. And this is what's happening. This is what's happening. So for me, and I write about this in my book, F the Shoulds, Do the Wants. I don't feel that for me, and it's your life, so you get to choose what perspectives you take on when you take them on. You could, oh, okay, how is this happening for me? Maybe there was going to be something, you know, I didn't hear any news about anything happening to that original flight. But perhaps there was a reason that we needed to get home later and we needed to go on these extra stops and I needed to spend extra money. If you want to believe that when annoying, frustrating things happen, that they're happening for you somehow and you don't have to even see how, then that's great. For me, it's just, this is what's happening. I also realized, because I was like in this and I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to share about this for my podcast on Monday. I'll talk about how I'm not just BSing you ever about this is to do my tips for doing this and this is blah, 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 and like putting words out in the world that I don't follow and believe. Like, I really follow my own advice, my own tools, my own information, that I really was not stressed. I was just like, okay, I did. I had a bit of like, I hope we all get to sit together. And then I also was like, if we don't get to sit together, we don't get to sit together, and it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. You know, we will figure it out. It's going to be okay either way. So yes, stress comes up, and it's also, this is what's happening. So for me, that acceptance of, all right, this sucks. This is not how I wanted the day to go. This is not what time I want to get home. This is not the airport I want to be landing into. This is not what I want to be doing. And this is what's happening. Then it lets me go into acceptance, which, by the way, my shakeup journey is now available to you. If when you join, then you get access to all 21 audio drops, plus I think 7 bonus drops, plus the ebook. That whole shakeup journey is about acceptance. Acceptance for different things within yourself, your past, your life, your body, all of those things, so that you can really be more present to your life, who you are, what you want, all of the things. So acceptance is a real, real, real key point of my life. So this is what's happening. So when I'm in this is what's happening, then it helps me to be like, and so now what? Instead of being stuck in that frustration, anger, sadness, stress, and like not being able to think or do anything besides sink into it, it's this is what's happening. And so now what? And so how are we going to move forward? So whether that's just, hey, let's make this fun, like how can we add some more fun to our day? Or, okay, this is what's happening, and let me go check with the customer service agent to make sure, which I did. I got there, noticed that my first flight was leaving from the other one. It didn't get canceled. They just bumped me off of it because I wouldn't have made the transfer or whatever. So I even asked them, hey, if I got back on this plane, is there a possibility? Like maybe I could, I was like, it's probably going to cost me the same amount of money to rent a cheap hotel, or I could use my airline miles to book a hotel in Dallas where my original layover was, as it would be to take an Uber at midnight from LAX. I was like, is there a flight from Burbank tomorrow? So I go into like action mode. Let's figure this out. There were not going to be any flights to Burbank from Dallas for 2 days. It's like, okay, well, thank you so much for helping me. And again, this customer service agent, it is not their fault. So always trying to meet those people with kindness and like, this is what's happened. This is what I want to see about. Is this possible? Is this possible? Coming with this calm energy, concerned energy, but a more calm, grounded energy. She couldn't help me. Okay, get on the plane. All right, girls, this is what we're doing. We're doing the 3 flights, blah, 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 blah. So this is our first flight. Woohoo! Like, you know, like making it be more fun. This is what's happening. How can we make this be more fun? Let's, you know, make it a game somehow. I think I was like making up some sort of games or something. Get to the next flight, we land, and I right away went to wait for the customer service rep to see if they could. Oh, by the way, on that first flight, I didn't even try to switch seats. I didn't think to ask the people at the front desk because I was still just kind of shaken up and okay, I don't know how we're going to do this. Perhaps we'll just get on the plane and people will see that we're not together. I'll take the temperature of the people and see if we can switch seats. I was just like, okay, we're going to figure this out. It was only, that first flight was only like 45 minutes too, so I was less worried about it. But as we were boarding and she was taking my seats, she goes, oh, you guys can all sit together. We have space in this plane. You guys can all sit in one row. I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you. And so then because of that, I was like, oh, right. I forgot that not every ticket, every plane is booked. I'm used to being on planes where every seat is full. So I was like, oh, maybe these next 2 flights, they won't be full. The next 2 flights were fuller, but I went to the customer service agents at the gates and right away explained to them what happened. I got bumped for a flight. They moved us away. Is there anything you can do to at least get 2 of us sitting next to each other? The second flight, they got us in the same row. The third flight, I sat next to my youngest and then my oldest was in the middle seat behind us. But everybody was nice and kind. I guess I could have asked people on that last flight to move if we could all be together. But she was okay. They were okay. We made it. We got an Uber. We got to my car. We got home at 1:30 in the morning. Wasn't ideal, but we made it. And the whole way too, my kids didn't really, it was just like, yeah, this is annoying. This wasn't how our day was meant to go, but this is what's happening. And I kept related it to them. And I even said, you know what, we are really lucky that we haven't had travel issues in the past. And I don't want to deal with this today, but also you girls are big now and you can understand it's a little bit easier than I was traveling with like an 18-month-old and a 3-year-old or something. That would have been a lot harder. So I was like, you know what? I'm really lucky that we haven't had travel issues much in the past. Me personally, myself, yes, absolutely. I've been stranded like on Christmas Eve in the Chicago airport for like 12 hours. And back then, before I was a joyologist, I still took this is what's happening. I've had this attitude for a very long time. Being a live sound engineer, as I write about in my book, and this it is what it is idea really helped me a lot. And just like, all right, this is what's happening. So what are we going to do? So I remember being stuck in an airport in Chicago all day. And same thing, sort of just ended up making it be a really great day by being present to my surroundings, having conversations with strangers, reading a book, doing what I could with that time, even though it is not what I wanted to be doing with my time. So this is what's happening, and kept, you know, reminding my kids. And like I said, I was like, you know what? I guess this is just our turn to have travel stuff. People have it all the time. We've been so lucky. I guess this is just our turn. This is what's happening. Whether you're someone who has used protein powders before or has never, trust me when I tell you that adding Sprout Living's epic protein line into your life will make a huge difference. I'm someone that for years and years and years and years and years had a smoothie almost every single day. And I went through so many protein powders. Some of them taste gross. They're overly sweet. They aren't sweet at all. They have lots of different filler, random ingredients. When I toured as a joyologist, I was often making smoothies daily for myself and for other people. And it took a long time because I would have a bajillion ingredients that I put in there. That's why I was so happy to find Sprout Living. Their blends are delicious and made with the best ingredients. I don't add anything else often. Sometimes I seriously just put the scoops in a water, like shaker bottle with water, and drink it like that. Lately, I've been adding a scoop to plain vegan yogurt and adding berries for breakfast or a snack. Maybe do frozen spinach, frozen banana, and water in a smoothie. But they have such amazing ingredients and they freaking taste good. Because I love food. I like to eat things that help support my body, but it has to taste good. Their flavors are amazing and everything they put in is so mindful and purposeful. It isn't just protein. There's nootropics. There's superfoods, adaptogens, prebiotics. And again, the flavors are delicious. For me, it's the perfect sweetness. Like Mindful Matcha is one of the blends. I am so picky about matcha. This matcha flavor is so good with the perfect amount of sweetness. So go check out Sprout Living at sproutliving.com. Use code CLAIMIT for 20% off of anything. They have sampler packs of the flavors. Like I said, all the flavors are so good. I've been lately doing like the Green Kingdom one, which is more greens and spirulina and stuff in it. Even that one tastes really, really great. Everything that they do is so high quality. You can hear my conversation with the founder, Mark Malinsky, on a previous podcast. Go check them out. Sproutliving.com. Use code CLAIMIT for 20% off. Trust me, it's an easy way to be adding more protein and valuable nutrients to your body on a daily basis. So this is what's happening. And so now what? And then this is an adventure. I'm taking an adventure. So that was what I planned to talk about you today, and obviously I did. But then once we got back and I finally like, woohoo, I don't have my kids for a week. They're with their dad. Mama time. Let me finish my last call for my shakeup program on the live calls. So you can't do it live with us, but you can go through all the audio lessons and still get so much from it. Go to yourdualgist.com/shakeup. Was like so amped after that call. Felt good. Amazing call. And like, time to go to the grocery store. I don't have any groceries. I'm hungry. It's dinner time. Get in my car. Turn like two streets. Turn on another side street. And as I'm turning, a motorcycle runs into the back of my car. I am so shaken up. I have no idea what happened. I did not see the motorcycle. I was driving lower than the speed limit because I was trying, you know, I was not going very far. And I wasn't busy and I knew I was going to be turning on this street. So I just felt something in my back and I was like, what is going on? I'm not close to the curb. I couldn't be going over the curb. What could this be? Pull over and see a motorcycle and a man laying on the ground. And I'm like, what just happened? What just happened? What just happened? And then, oh my gosh, see that he's laying on the ground. Are you okay? Are you okay? Okay. Wait for him to be okay. And then he is all understandably upset. We're both shaken. Nobody wants to be in a car accident, no matter. It's minor. Both of our cars are damaged. Our vehicles are damaged. He ended up being okay. I'm okay. We weren't going that fast. He rear-ended me. Minor. But nobody wants to deal with a car accident, no matter what, if it's your fault or the other person's fault. So then he just, the entire time we did call the cops. The cops were there for a while. They did call, a medical team to look at him. Then the cop keeps us separate. And the man is very, from the beginning to the end, saying that it is my fault. Because he says, I made the turn too fast. I was not going, I was going under the speed limit. I did use my turn signal. I did brake and turn at a totally normal, there was no curveless. I did not miss the turn, nothing. I did was a little bit, you know, like I was like, oh yeah, I did decide to turn later. Like I was making an unplanned turn, but I still had plenty of time to make it. Anyway, so then, and I'm all flustered because I didn't see this person. So I am thinking like he was riding next to me, like in the bicycle lane, and that I made a turn not seeing he was there. Like that's the only thing my mind could come up with, that so that it was my fault because I must have turned into this man while he was driving next to me. But no, motorcycles aren't allowed to even drive next to you. And he kept saying that, no, he was behind me. I stopped too short. People stop short in front of me all the time and I don't hit them and it's annoying, right? So I think that there was a space issue, brake issue, whatever. I don't need to be telling you this misinformation about the car accident, except, oh, there goes life happening again. There goes shit happening again. And like I said, at first I am like, is this my fault somehow? I was rear-ended, but wait, did like what? How is this my fault? Is this coming to me? And again, just thinking about, no, a car accident. I don't have to deal with paying or this and forgetting about how car insurance even works. And like, I don't even know. I just was like, oh, I don't need to deal with this. Nobody needs to deal with a car accident. And so the thoughts are coming up in my head of, why me? Why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me right now? I don't need another financial concern right now. Like why me? And then a part of me is also going into how is this, you know, like, am I going to meet somebody here? Is this person going to be somebody that's going to, you know, we're going to form a connection to? Is a police officer going to come and like, whatever? Like then a part of me is trying to like, want to make meaning of it or like, maybe this had to happen because at least I'm going to meet this person or have this connection or have this something from this because it sucks. So like needing to find the good in it. They're like, this had to happen for a reason, I guess, for why? Am I meant to meet somebody that's going to come here and help us? And then be like, oh no, again, I think that this is just something that happened and it sucks and it's frustrating and it's annoying and I don't want to deal with it. And okay, he's okay. He's okay. He's alive. That was crazy. He could have died. He flew off his motor. I didn't see it, but he said that he flipped over his handlebars. I'm okay. I'm okay. We're okay. But the brain wanting to go to, like, why me? Which a part is like, ugh, I didn't need this right now. But a part of it is like, are we then, when we're saying why me, acting as if is this some karmic thing that we're like getting back to? And then it's just like, no, I think this just fucking happened. It happens. Again, I'm so lucky. I have not been in a car accident for a very long time. Things, you know, I've had other challenges happening in my life, but nothing like this. But not feeling like, again, oh, well, we have to take turns. We don't have to take turns, right, for shit happening to us. But just getting back to, again, all right, this is what's happening. I didn't choose to see that one as an adventure. I was not in the place of let's see this car accident as an adventure. That was more so, this sucks. And it happened. Okay. So now what? So what are the things to be doing? Making sure I'm getting, you know, the information, the photos, the talking to insurance, the this. And then also that night I had planned on like getting right to work. Now that I didn't have my kids, I have so many projects to work on that I'm like, let's get going. And instead it was like, let's make a meal that feels really easy and comforting. Let me put on a show that is easy to watch. Like, how can I take care of myself? How can I nurture myself? So, okay, the acceptance of this is what's happening is still the key part. And then, so now what? So now, how can I nurture myself? I am shaken up. I don't know what's going on. The other person is not taking responsibility for it. They are blaming me, and now they have my personal information, and that was unsettling. But that's what you do in a car accident. I make up this person is a good person, and nothing is going to happen from it. But yes, you do never know. So my nervous system was out of whack. So, okay, this sucks. I had these plans for myself today, tonight, this weekend. Still going to work on that. But really the priority right now is, how can I nurture myself? How can I take care of myself? Who do I need to talk to as a solo adult, single too? I'm like, who do I talk to in times of this? So, you know, found what I needed to reset. And I wanted to share this part of my book that I wrote. This is in chapter 4, which is seeing and healing resentment, disappointment, guilt, shame, and the shoulds and breed, and shame that shoulds breed. Because I do feel like personal responsibility is a really powerful thing. But also that we do not need to be take responsibility that for everything that happens to us in our life. Where it's a lot like, how can I take responsibility for my flights getting bumped? How can I take responsibility for somebody hitting me? Like, it is like, oh yeah, I could make sure to have my turn signal on a block away. Because like I said, I had the turn signal on. It wasn't that quick of a turn. It was quicker than some other ones. But anyway, but like, sure, I could take somewhat responsibility for that. But still, this sort of like why me sort of thing that came up. This is a quote that I wrote in my book. Sometimes shitty stuff just happens in life, and you don't have to figure out the reason for it, and you don't even have to find the lesson in it. Sometimes it just sucks, and I don't want you to make it suck more by shaming or blaming yourself. So this somewhat works for my situations, but I've seen people in much harder situations that are sort of being like, why me? I was talking to someone recently who had gotten diagnosed with a form of cancer for the third time, which freaking sucks. And someone had said to this person that the reason it is returning is because they have not done enough work on like unhealed trauma from their past. And that pissed me off so much. That pissed me off so much. And I'm not saying don't heal your past trauma. Of course, heal your past trauma. But how dare someone make you feel responsible for your own cancer? And they were like, oh, well, you know, it does, you know, it adds stress and nervous system out of whack, which means it can be harder for your body to operate and, you know, and more susceptible to things. Yes. And how is that going to help you heal by now you carrying on that I'm responsible for causing myself cancer? Oh, sometimes shitty things happen. And sometimes they happen in multiples, right? I think many of us have personally experienced this or have seen this in friends and family members where sometimes it is just like hit after hit after hit. Unfortunately, sometimes it happens where it's like now this and now this and now this. I also, again, if these things do support you and nurture you, take them. But right, like, oh, the sort of idea like you're not given more than you can handle, or like you have been given this because you're strong enough to carry it. If that supports you, then great. It might not. For me, again, it's just sort of, fuck. This is what's happening? Okay, this is what's happening. And I don't have to find some narrative as to why it's happening, or it must be happening to me because I'm strong enough. Yay me for being strong enough to carry all this stuff. Oh, sometimes shitty, hard, unfair stuff just happens. It happens every day. But sometimes it happens to us, and sometimes it goes hit, 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 hit. It's what's happening. And so now what? How can you move through it? How can you take care of yourself? How can you not totally sink into it and let it overcome you? Because you are still alive. You are still here. It hopefully won't last all forever. I have always, always been on the life happens to all of us. Sure, when you have more money and more family, more resources, it could be less hard. But even someone who has all the things could have their third cancer diagnosis, right? And they have more means and more resources to be able to provide lots of help and massages and specialized care and all of that. For sure, they're going to have more support getting through it, but they're not immune to shitty stuff. Unfair stuff happens to us all. Sometimes it feels like it happens a lot more to some than to others. But please don't make it harder for yourself, worse by feeling as if, how did I call this in? How did I bring this karmic energy to myself? And again, sure, if you want to work on being a better person, if that inspires you to be like, oh, these things are happening, how can I invite more peace? How can I invite more good? How can I give back in my life? Yes, allow it if you want to shift you into being more present, more grateful, more giving, all of that too. But you don't need to bear the responsibility of these things are happening to me. Why? What? How? What does this mean? Sometimes life just freaking happens. So I hope that this supports you. Again, I write deeper about it in different ways in my book, F the Shoulds Do the Wants, which is available everywhere you can get books. It's available in an audiobook, an ebook, paperback book, all the books. Again, you can check out my Shake Up Journey. Join it and get immediate access to 21 audio lessons plus 7 bonus lessons. As soon as you join, you can listen to them at your own pace. You can binge them. It's all about accepting your life and shaking you up to the fact that this is your freaking life. So where can you heal and accept so that you can be more present to who you are and not who you should be and all that bullshit? Sending you so much love. I hope that this gives you peace, and send it along to someone you know who might be going through a hard time, a shitty time, or had just experienced some. Please subscribe, follow the podcast, leave a review, and hit me up. I'm over at social media at underscore Trisha Huffman. The podcast is at Claim It Podcast. Tag me, send me a DM, let me know you're listening, share the episode, leave a review for the podcast. Leaving reviews really supports podcasts and books. So also if you have the book, go leave a review. Don't worry too much about what you're saying. Just say, I enjoy this. Honestly, people do read them, but it is about like the number of them that really does allow books and podcasts to become more discoverable so other people can be claiming their life. This is your life. You can claim it. You can claim some joy, some peace, some whatever it is you're looking for today, no matter what is going on in your today. Sending you so much love.